The people have spoken, and their choice to represent the Republican Party as the likely GOP presidential candidate is Donald Trump.
As long as he upholds the foundations and the conservative principles that have shaped the Republican Party for years and years, we will definitively be better off as a nation than we will be with 4 to 8 more years of Obama policies in the hands of Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders.
What issues are important to you?
To make America great again. Kind of, it sucks right now. Get the wrong people out of here.
Well, you said it sucks right now. What's bad? What do you perceive as going wrong with the country?
All these immigrants. Oh, everything. Just everything's bad. I don't know.
What is it about him that makes you want to vote for him?
Well, main reason, because he's a leader. This country needs some leadership right now.
That was Jared Bailey, Presley Boatwright, and Scott Troll speaking to WFSU's Jim Ash. All attended a rally hosted by Trump back in February at Valdosta State University. Trump's candidacy has surprised pundits and disrupted what some call establishment party officers. But Max Stepanovich, a longtime Florida Republican who's been advisor, lobbyist, and operative, says Trump has become successful because he has spoken and is speaking directly to worries about a changing America in the wake of a recession, slow recovery, and growing racial diversity.
Every day there's a story about the increase of Hispanics in the population or black office holders or whatever. And every day there's, you know, you see in the media or elsewhere some snarky remark about how, you know, white middle-aged men are the cause of all the ills in the world. And they're tired of it. They think that Donald Trump is going to, and he is, stick his thumb in the eyes of the so-called establishment, and it makes them gleeful. It's not a matter of logic. It's not a matter of policy. It's a matter of spite.
Stepanovich is firmly in what's being called the Never Trump category, and he recently wrote an open letter to his party urging others to reject the de facto GOP nominee.
Florida always hangs on a nice edge, 1 or 2 percentage points. It's a purple state. It's a toss-up state. 5% of Republicans sit on their hands and don't vote for Donald Trump, and he's toast in Florida.
Well, I think at the end of the day, all Republicans are going to come around. We go through this every process to different effects. As Mitt Romney was not everyone's favorite candidate, but at the end of the day, Republicans gathered around and supported Mitt Romney.
The Stepanovich letter comes as Governor Rick Scott, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Florida Congressional District 1 candidate and outgoing state representative Matt Gaetz say they'll back Donald Trump's presidential bid. Leon County Republican Party Chairman Evan Power expects more Republicans to fall in line.
You know, we just got a presumptive nominee. We're only a couple of days away from that. And so it's normal for people to have their emotions still high and not ready necessarily to coalesce around a candidate yet.
But that fall in line situation is what Stepanovich is pushing against. He argues most party officers and candidates are backing Mr. Trump because they think they have to.
They have to do that or resign, okay? And they have tried very hard to get to those offices, and they don't want to resign. The office is more important than the principal, so they fall in line. Republican elected officials, they think, my gosh, look how Trump swept these primaries. Look how he did in my district. I better take a dive here. I better take a knee. It's not safe to not be for Donald Trump. Again, preferring office to principal.
But University of Florida political scientist Dan Smith is not sure Stepanovich's proposal will work. And he has another one. Essentially, break the system.
The one alternative that is somewhat conceivable is denying either the Republican or Democratic candidate the majority of the 538 electors needed, which would then throw the election into the House of Representatives.
To do that, Smith is talking about what's been floating around in some circles, another more traditional candidate entering the race to run and win in a high delegate state. Still, the choice of party, personality, or principle is what all voters will have to decide on November 2nd.